it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best.
Let's put on some music and get those tops off.
Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Cindy Roberto out on the West Coast. You. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. But in today's day and age, it's more important to talk about radio on the go. Radio on the go, where you can get any kind of programming, any kind of lifestyle that you want. But more important, you can get this particular show and all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Nobody better to explain it to you than Mr. Joe Spano. Where's my Nobel Prize?
Happy 75th Bob Dylan. And on that note, we dive into the myriad of ways you take Sports Byline on the go with you, starting with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. You have the great apps, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio. They're all downloadable to any device you can think of, and a few you can't. They all have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, and all have Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channels. And finally, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the great programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack.
No question about it. If you're serving this country, one, we greatly appreciate it. Two, if it gives you a little taste of home, we're happy and proud to be a part of it.
Well said, Bob. Big two-hour extravaganza coming up on this Thursday edition of The Attack. We got a lot of NFL to talk about. Colin Kaepernick's new deal, Thursday night football preview, top 25 college football preview, a bevy of guests in hour number two. Matt Davison, he is the University of Nebraska football radio color analyst. Gil Bellows, actor extraordinaire. And the human highlight reel, Dominique Wilkins. They're all checking in hour number two, in that order. Up next, we'll open up the phone lines, 800-878-PLAY. We'll read your tweets at JoeSpano56, at BobBlack71, at SportsBylineUSA, and kick off this Thursday edition of The Attack, talking Colin Kaepernick right after this.
Lawns love fall. They love backyard touch football and kids diving into leaf piles. But what lawns really love is fall's cool air and warm soil. That's why now is the time to use Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed to help repair and thicken your lawn from the long summer. Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed grows grass quicker, thicker, and greener, guaranteed. So pick up a bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE, 855-254-7483, or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Who are they? Don't listen to them. They're absolute idiots.
I don't know about that. Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. At Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA.
Well said, Bob. I mean, I set the table quickly at the very end of the last segment, but let's rapid fire through. It's going to be a lot of NFL. It's going to be all football in hour number one. A little bit of NFL, a little bit of college. We got to talk the Kaepernick situation and his new deal. We'll give you a quick preview of another thrilling Thursday night matchup on Thursday night football. We'll then start rolling into top 25 college football for week 7 in college football, and then guest after guest after guest in hour number two, 10 after hour number two, 9:10 Eastern time. Matt Davison, again, University of Nebraska football radio color analyst, and he's part of the Nebraska Radio Network, KFAB, 1100 a.m. out of Lincoln, and all around the state of Nebraska as well. At 9:30 a.m. Eastern time, 30 after hour number two, Gil Bellows, great actor you may know him from Shawshank Redemption, Ally McBeal. He's going to come on talking about Eyewitness, promoting a new show that he's doing, Eyewitness, on the USA Network. That's at the bottom of the hour, 9:30 a.m. Eastern time, bottom of hour number two. And at 40 after hour number two, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time, the human highlight reel, Dominique Wilkins, pro and college basketball Hall of Famer, will join us. He's also the color analyst on TV for the Atlanta Hawks, so we'll talk Atlanta Hawks. We'll talk his battle with diabetes and a whole lot more with the human highlight reel, Dominique Wilkins, at 40 after hour number two. But what do you say we dive right in, Bob, and start with Colin Kaepernick restructuring his contract, and it's now signed, sealed, and delivered. He's ready to start as the quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers on Sunday against the Bills.
Yep, it was something I kind of thought was going to happen last week. Didn't, but they had another loss in the Bay Area, and he comes on and hopefully will be capable of doing the job in a Chip Kelly offense that I think is extremely geared for him, Joe.
Well, yes and no on that. First of all, let's talk about the details of the deal, which really paved the way for him to be the starter. Because there were concerns in San Francisco. I think if they had gotten this deal done before, he might have stepped in as the starter sooner.
Could be.
With the concerns about being on the hook long, for next year, on the deal, if he was injured and so on and so forth, I think there needed to be a restructuring of the contract that would make both sides happy before they could move forward and put Kaepernick in as the starter. Long story short on a deal, it's real simple, really. The realities are this year's salary is, in essence, unchanged. And it's, in essence, a two-year deal or a one-year deal. Really, it's this year is the only certainty. The rest of this year, Colin Kaepernick will be property of the San Francisco 49ers, and probably for better or worse, because we know what Blaine Gabbert is, their starting quarterback the rest of the way. They voided the last 4 years of the deal. They've been erased. Right. And now, come this offseason, before the start of the new league year, Colin Kaepernick has a player option where he can decide if he wants to return to the San Francisco 49ers in 2017. And if he exercises the option, he gets $16.5 million. Realize something. None of the money is guaranteed. So he could, in theory, exercise the option and then immediately get cut by the San Francisco 49ers, and the 49ers will be on the hook for nothing in 2017. If he's injured this year and they don't want to bring him back, there's no injury guarantee. So the 49ers would be on the hook for nothing. So in essence, when you look at this deal as far as the contract itself, what it really is and what it really boils down to is Colin Kaepernick's getting an 11-game audition for the entire National Football League, including the San Francisco 49ers, so that he can determine what his future is. If you ask me, I think there's zero chance after this season, based on all the acrimony between the two sides, that he returns to the San Francisco 49ers. If he plays poorly and he decides to, you know, exercise his player option, the 49ers will just cut him because
right.
They won't want to pay him. If he plays brilliantly and he can parlay it into a big deal, a multi-year deal at top dollar somewhere, he's not going to take that money from the 49ers. He's going to go someplace else because he wants out of San Francisco. There's a lot of acrimony between the two sides based on how all of this played out. So I'm confident these are the last 11 games of Colin Kaepernick's San Francisco 49ers career.
Yeah, I happen to agree with you, but I also think it could get pretty sticky at the end of the season because let's just say for the discussion of argument that, you know, he plays particularly well. Can you imagine the pressure on the organization to bring him back because even with all the water under the bridge, and he would literally just get the joy in putting a knife to him and twisting it by walking out the door when they would, in a sense, have their quarterback situation solved going forward. So, I mean, to me, this is a win-win for Kaepernick. He gets to go out the door pretty much on his terms if he wants to, and he's still getting paid a nice boatload of money this year. As we said, if he plays well, regardless of all the controversy and everything else, there'll be a team that's ready to pick him up next year.
You're absolutely right about that. And I put a poll up on my Twitter account, at JoeSpano56, and I asked the simple question. In light of the restructuring of this contract, is there any chance that Colin Kaepernick plays with the San Francisco 49ers beyond this year? And you could simply vote yes or no. So hit me up. That poll will be up for the next 24 hours at JoeSpano56. And we'll talk about your votes and the results of the poll tomorrow here on the Spano and Black Attack. But you had mentioned Kaepernick being a good fit for this offense. In many ways, he is. In a couple of ways, he's not. And that's what a lot of people don't realize. I think where he's a great fit and he'll be able to capitalize on some facets of the Chip Kelly offense even better than Blaine Gabbert did. Now, Gabbert didn't do much, but the one thing he did pretty well was get out the back door and run the read option. I think in Kaepernick, he'll be able to do an even better job than Gabbert did in the run elements of the read option because while Gabbert's a pretty good running quarterback, Kaepernick is better in every phase of running that read option, from his decisions at the mesh point to his athleticism and explosiveness as a running quarterback. So from that standpoint, and as we've talked about over the years, that is vital for this Chip Kelly offense to be effective in the read option and at the mesh point and being able to get out the back door, as you like to say. Colin Kaepernick will do that better than Blaine Gabbert. As far as the passing elements of the Chip Kelly offense, Kaepernick's not a good fit, despite what a lot of people think. The Chip Kelly offense is all about short passes, quick decisions, a lot of short, high percentage throws. That's not Kaepernick's strength. Kaepernick's strength is deeper down the field, and it's not a lot of quick reads. It's a lot of simplified, painstakingly slow reads at time. Harbaugh and Greg Roman crafted an offense that was very well suited for Kaepernick's needs. In the passing game, I'm not convinced this Chip Kelly offense really is.
Well, the reason why I'll disagree with a little bit is the maturity of the player. And he's been around the league long enough to make some adjustments. I mean, let's not forget where Kaepernick got him. And I get it, different style of offense. I get all that. I think what's going to happen here with the threat of him being able to hit a home run every time he takes a snap and get out of that backfield. And, I mean, look, you know, you loved him coming out of college. I liked him coming out of college. His double threat of having a big arm and being able to be as elusive a runner as there is on the football field really created a lot of situations for him. Well, if that threat's there and he has the ability to freeze those linebackers up a little bit, I think that could compensate for his, slowness to read. And perhaps it's going to turn him into a better quarterback. And also, I want to see how much he's learned. I mean, he's been in the league a few years now. Hopefully, he's been studying and checking things out while he's been sitting on the sidelines. If that's the case, I think they may have caught something here. We'll find out.
No, I mean, I get where you're going, and you would figure with the maturity or the experience that he'd get better at reading defenses. For some quarterbacks, that just never becomes their strength. And I'll point back to a Vinny Testaverde, who had a cannon for an arm, and it took Bill Parcells to tailor an offense that was suited to his needs as far as his limited abilities to read defenses. Touchdown, check down, throw it to stands. And Collins somewhat liked that, and that's a lot of what they did with Greg Roman. I love the skill. I think you have to tailor the offense to his needs. This offense in the passing game, really not tailored to his needs. So I don't know how well he's going to hit the ground running. We'll pick up that discussion next on The Attack and roll into the Thursday night football game right after this.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Maybe we could build a fire, sing a couple of songs, huh? Why don't we try that?
That sounds crazy enough to work.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto on the West Coast. You know what it is, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. We're talking football. Pretty good stuff on Kaepernick, my friend.
All right. Any final thoughts on Colin? I mean,
I want to see how it plays out. I mean, I get and understand your opinion of it. And, you know, again, I think you're spot on in that his reads traditionally have been a little slow. I want to see what he's learned and whether or not his ability to break a home run every time he runs changes the approach of the defense and maybe gives him a little bit more time to make those reads and make those passes. I think it's going to be interesting. I think it's a real good fit. Let's see how it plays out.
I think it's going to be intriguing to watch. As we've both said, there's elements here where he clearly fits well, and I think there's elements of this offense that are going to be a challenge to him. But if, as you say, some of the things he does well and that there's no doubt he's a great fit for can help him compensate for some of the areas where there's a challenge, there'll be a clear upgrade in this offense and a clear uptick in the quarterback play. And you know, after 11 games, you'll have some idea of where Colin Kaepernick is, not only in his return to prominence, where he is also in his return to health. One of the reasons he didn't get this job coming out of the box, in addition to the contract and the acrimony and everything else, is he wasn't healthy. And again, when you look at him on the sidelines, he's not the same physical specimen that he was in those years where he was having great success. So I'm extremely interested to see not only where he is in his mental capacity as a quarterback and how it fits what they want to do in San Francisco under Chip Kelly. I'm also intrigued to see how healthy he is and what kind of fit he can be physically.
I think that's a really fair assessment, and I'll throw an additional thing on top of there. You know, let's not forget, when he goes on the road, he's going to be public enemy number one. He's going to walk into those stadiums with the patriotic fans and, you know, all the flags being unfurled and all that kind of stuff that happens at every single National Football League game where there's some aspect of militaristic pride and nationalistic pride on display. And he's going to continue to do what he's been doing, which is his right, as we've discussed. But that's going to make him public enemy number one in those football stadiums. And every time he goes under center, he's going to hear the vitriol on a level that few players in a National Football League have ever heard it before. Let's see how he reacts to that as well.
Well said, Bob. So we got a lot to watch. And now there's a reason to watch San Francisco 49ers football an outside observer. And that is a reason for fans to go to the stadium when they return to San Francisco. So that said, we turn the page on the 49ers and Colin Kaepernick for now. Obviously, we'll have a lot more on this come the Monday football recap edition of the Spano and Black Attack. But we head to Qualcomm Stadium in San Diego, and we preview the Thursday night football matchup between the Denver Broncos and the San Diego Chargers. Trevor Siemian back under center for the Broncos. And I guess two questions. Number one, what will Siemian look like coming off the injury? Will he be fine or will there be some issues? And if he gets hit again, will we see Paxton Lynch? And I guess the bigger question is, how did the Chargers lose this week?
Yeah.
That's the ultimate question. This is a team that could be 5-0. Instead, they're 1-4 and have found new and creative ways to lose. It's a difference between a good football team in Denver and a bad football team in San Diego. I have every confidence the game will be close, and somehow or another, the Chargers will find a way to lose.
You know, it's interesting because I'm going with the Chargers on this one. I know they've found bizarre and creative ways to lose their football games, but there's a number of things going on here. You talked about the quarterback situation, and it certainly is a concern. And we also saw with the additional exposure of Paxton Lynch, he's not quite ready for prime time. He's got the skills, but if he ends up having to go in there after another Trevor Siemian hit, I want to see how that plays out. I'm not too confident at this point in his career. That's number one. Number two, let's not forget their head coach is not coaching this football game. And it's in the hands of their special teams coach who, you know, I'm sure
Joe
DeCamillis. Joe DeCamillis. And if I remember correctly, he's actually been an interim before somewhere. I was trying to place where. But even if that isn't the case, you know, let's see how he's able to game plan it. There's going to be an emotional factor involved because Kubiak, this is a situation he's going to have to be dealing with going forward. And the team, let's see how it responds. Will the air come out of the balloon or will they, you know, let's win one for the Gipper kind of situation? There's a lot of intangibles in a game that on paper looks like it should be a rollover for the Denver Broncos. And I'm just going on a hunch here, but with the fact that San Diego's been in a position to win any number of times this season, I just have a feeling they're going to get the job done at home tonight.
Okay. I think, you know, the choice, and you talked about Joe DeCamillis being the interim or the acting head coach with Gary Kubiak staying behind for this game, and he'll be up and running next week, they expect, without issues. The reason they chose Joe DeCamillis is so the offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator could basically continue to do their jobs, and they'll call the game. And DeCamillis and this entire staff, a bunch of veteran hands,
yeah,
and a couple of guys that have been head coaches before. So I think for 1 week, this is not an overriding issue. I think it's business as usual in many ways. And if anything, it's that additional shot in the arm, that win one for the Gipper type thing. If it stretches out longer than that, then I could see it being different. But the opponent is San Diego, and I think it's going to be a close game throughout because nobody blows out the Chargers. I just think they'll find a creative way to lose, and we'll be saying on Friday, poor Philip Rivers.
Yeah, no, I could certainly see it playing out that way. But, you know, we get paid to take a guess every once in a while. And, you know, my guess this week is San Diego. You know, the other aspect of it too, Joe, is once Joey Bosa actually lined up, oh, wait, I do have some talent that I can play in this league. He had a damn good first game, you know, 2 sacks and 5 total tackles. So, you know, let's see. This game does have intrigue to me, whereas the records would indicate that they shouldn't.
Fair enough, Bob. Let's dive into, and we've really got to hit the ground running. Top 25 college football preview for week 7. Obviously, number 25 Navy in East Carolina on Thursday night has been postponed, and the game will be made up on November 19th.
Yes.
So we move to Friday night action, where the ACC once again has the stage to itself. Number 7 Louisville, 4-1 on the year, will take on 3-3 Duke. This is in Papa John's Stadium in Louisville, Kentucky. It's not a vintage Duke team this year. It's funny that I say that because you never think vintage Duke teams and football. But David Cutcliffe's group is not what it's been for the last, I guess, almost half a decade. And Lamar Jackson and Louisville are smarting off of that tough loss to Clemson. They had a bye week last week, so the hangover effect is gone. Lamar Jackson is going to pad his Heisman Trophy candidacy, and I expect Louisville to roll pretty comfortably in this one.
It's going to be pretty ugly. It's, you know, as you said, and accurately so, Cutcliffe has a pretty decent program down there now. They're a notch below the rest in the conference on a regular basis, but they do compete, whereas they used to be a doormat. It's going to be doormat time this week.
Number 3, Clemson. We're starting Saturday, 12 noon action. Number 3, Clemson hosts, they're 6-0 on the year. They host NC State, who's 4-1 down on the year, 1-0 in the ACC. You know, again, Clemson almost a 3-touchdown favorite in this one. There's a reason. They're one of the very best teams in America. They have one of the very best defenses in America. In Deshaun Watson, they have a Sunday quarterback. In Wayne Gallman, they have a terrific running back. Mike Williams, a terrific receiver. North Carolina State's not bad this year.
No.
They're just flat out not in the class of Clemson. This one is in Death Valley. I think that'll show. And I like Clemson to roll fairly comfortably.
Yeah, so do I. And I mean, you know, let's be honest about it. The 4-1's a little deceiving in that game against Notre Dame should not have been played. And it was under adverse circumstances. And I'm not sure they win that game had it been in normal circumstances.
Maybe not, but Notre Dame's not any good this year.
No, I know, but they still got a quarterback that's going to play on Sundays and probably be picked number 1 or number 2 overall. I think that would have been a pretty big difference in that football game.
Very true. Number 19, Oklahoma. 3-2 down on the year. Perfect 2-0 in the Big 12. They host the Kansas State Wildcats, who were 3-2, 1-1 in the Big 12. Again, we talked about it early in the year. It's not a vintage Kansas State group, even by Kansas State standards. Bill Snyder always gets something out of them, but it's not a particularly talented Kansas State team. Oklahoma at 19, only 3-2 on the year. They've underwhelmed this year. But Baker Mayfield, Samaje Perine, Joe Dixon, Dede Westbrook woke up. They have way too much. It's in Memorial Stadium in Norman. I'm pretty comfortable that Oklahoma wins this game because I think when it's all said and done in the Big 12, they're going to be the team that emerges out of the Big 12 and wins the Big 12. They won't go to the college football playoffs, as the Big 12 won't be represented in those college football playoffs. But I think they are still the class of the Big 12, as I'm not necessarily a believer in Baylor. TCU has been exposed. We know about Texas. And, oh, yeah, there's one more undefeated team, and it's West Virginia, but
Yeah.
They haven't played anybody yet.
No, I think you make a valid point. The only thing to look for here is the Texas hangover. And, I, you know, if Stoops is doing his job, and we talked about it last week, and, you know, the guy's not on the hot seat, but this is one of those situations where you got to make sure this team is ready to go because you're going up against a supremely well-coached football team, regardless of the talent level on it, and they're going to come to play. This is not going to be a blowout. And I think Stoops needs to make sure his guys are ready to go because with two losses, you can't be full of yourself after beating Texas.
Well said, Bob. We'll pick it up right there next on The Attack. Keep it where it is.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running or a facility or a school or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
We're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
That rascal took all of my firewood and built a dam across a cement pond.
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio. I'm in the
mood. You're back with The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. At Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. And we're talking football. We're talking specifically college football, Joe.
We sure are, Bob. Let's continue our journey through week 7 in college football top 25 action as we preview each and every game in the top 25. We continue 12 noon Eastern time action. Jones AT&T Stadium, Lubbock, Texas, the site of the 3-2 Texas Tech Red Raiders hosting the 20th-ranked, undefeated, 4-0 West Virginia Mountaineers.
Yeah, as you said, 4-0, but they haven't played anybody yet, and so we'll find out whether or not they're a particularly good football team right about now, won't we?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to make out of an undefeated West Virginia group here. I mean, when you look, they've beaten Missouri. They've beaten Youngstown State, which is a 1AA program. They've beaten BYU, and they've beaten Kansas State. They've been, in some ways, they've been fortunate. They've already had their two byes, which means they're going to play the next 8 weeks of the season straight. They've got Tech, TCU, Oklahoma State, Kansas, Texas, Oklahoma, Iowa State, and Baylor. Well, when that's all said and done, you'll know exactly what they are. You know, in Lubbock,
I'm anticipating a loss or two.
I'm anticipating probably about four. In all honesty, and I think it probably starts in AT&T Stadium in Lubbock, Texas. I just think Texas Tech and West Virginia are kind of mirror image of each other type teams. They're solid teams, firmly in the middle of the Big 12, and this one will be in a raucous Jones AT&T Stadium in Lubbock, and I think that'll be the difference for Texas Tech.
I think that's fair. They're slowly putting a program together down there. It's taken a little bit of time, but they're competitive each and every week. And, you know, let's see how it plays out. I mean, it's an allegedly neutral site, but it's not.
No, it's not. It's in Lubbock, Texas.
Oh,
I thought you said
Jones AT&T. I thought it was
Jones AT&T is the name of the stadium down in Lubbock.
That's right. No, I'm thinking Jerry Jones AT&T.
No.
Sorry, my bad.
No. All righty, let's jump to 3:30 action in the top 25. And
yes. We
won't spend much time on this one because we're going to do it in an hour or two. Number 10, Nebraska heads to Memorial Stadium in Bloomington to take on the 3-2 Indiana Hoosiers. All I'll say about this game, Indiana's pretty good. They gave Ohio State some trouble last week. They can throw the football, and they are not – it's not typical Indiana where you just sleep on them. And if Nebraska sleeps on them, they will fall from the ranks of the undefeated. But we'll get to that in more detail in hour two with Matt Davison.
Yep.
What do you say we move on? More 3:30 action. Number 16, Miami, 4-1 down on the year, 1-1 in the ACC. They come off that tough loss to Florida State. They host North Carolina, who's 4-2, 2-1 in the ACC, and they come off a tough loss of their own at the hands of Virginia Tech, Bob.
Yeah, I mean, again, how do you respond? This is where the coaching comes into play. And Miami was starting to get the heady feeling again. Boom. You know, typical. Now, look, it wasn't like they didn't show up. I mean, Rick had his team ready, and I like to have fun at his expense, but this went to overtime, and they lost the football game. But they're at home. They're in South Beach. I think they'll probably win the football game.
Well, I don't know what to take out of North Carolina's effort last week. You talked about North Carolina State and them playing in ugly conditions. Well, the conditions were just as ugly last week that North Carolina played Va Tech in. Vatek handled it better. Mitch Trubisky was awful last week, and that's not normally what you see. Mitch Trubisky is probably one of, if not the most efficient quarterback in college football, and I think he's going to play on Sundays too. Borderline first round or an early second round pick type guy.
Yep.
There's a lot of weapons on that North Carolina offense. A good stable of receivers, a terrific group of running backs. Defensively, they don't really stop anybody. That's their issue. So I think this is a very even matchup. If Miami's suffering that hangover that you talked about coming off the tough loss, North Carolina will jump up and bite them. But I think this is a very even matchup, and I think the biggest edge, however small it is home field advantage in Hard Rock Stadium down in Miami. So I, like you, will take the Hurricanes to stay on the fringe of the playoff chase and deal yet another blow to the North Carolina Tar Heels season.
I think it's fair.
Undefeated, number 24, Western Michigan out of the MAC, 6-0 and none down on the year. They head out to Akron, Ohio to take on the Zips of Akron, who are 4-2 on the year, 2-0 in the MAC.
Zips are a pretty good team, but Western Michigan, boy, have they been getting it done, haven't they?
They sure have, Bob, and their quarterback, Zach Terrell, 15 touchdowns, no interceptions, 101 for 143 on the season, 1,390 yards. Their coach, bigger and better things are on the horizon for him soon. Obviously, right now, with Houston's loss and the fact that they may not even play in the AAC championship game, opens the door for teams like Boise State and Western Michigan to be that group of five team that ends up in a New Year's Six bowl. And undefeated at 24 in the country, why not Western Michigan? They'd have to run the table, and they'd have to bypass Boise State, who I don't think is going to have a loss this year, but there are some potholes along the way for them. So if Western Michigan keeps on winning, they'll get a very good bowl, and they'll get to show their stuff against bigger competition.
Yes, they will. Florida State and Wake Forest. Interesting, Joe. Wake, 5-1. Who would have thunk it?
I don't know who they've played, and I haven't seen them play. I'm actually going to pull up their schedule now. 7-3 victory over Tulane, 24-14 over Duke, 38-21 over the Blue Hens of Delaware. They did beat a pretty good Indiana team, 33-28 in Bloomington. Their only loss, 33-16 to North Carolina. Obviously, Florida State's the better team. They're more talented. They've played the far tougher schedule. But Wake Forest has represented themselves well against limited competition, but when asked to step up against the better competition, they beat Indiana. Indiana's not terrible, and they'll go bowling. Florida State's a three-touchdown favorite in Doak Campbell. I don't think it'll be quite that easy for the Seminoles, but I do expect a win as they're just better. But realize something. Again, it's a freshman quarterback.
Right.
You're going
to
deal with some of that inconsistency. And in many ways, sometimes as Dalvin Cook goes, so goes the Seminoles. So I don't think this one's going to be as easy as the odds makers think, but I do think Florida State will win because they're just flat out more talented.
Yeah, I don't think it's 21 points either. And let's not forget, Florida State can't stop anybody. So why should
also
they be
true.
Able to stop Wake?
Fair enough. Fair enough. More 3:30 action. Number 11, Baylor, 5-0 on the year. They host 1-4 Kansas. Kansas gave TCU a little trouble for a while.
Yeah, they did.
Last week. They're still not any good. This number 11 Baylor team, outside of West Virginia, to me, they're the worst undefeated team in the country. They're a 5-touchdown favorite. They'll win in Waco. Baylor's challenges are going to come later in the season when they play some of the better teams in the Big 12 and they get exposed.
Yes, no question about it.
Number one, Alabama, 6-0 on the year. They head to Knoxville, Neyland Stadium, take on 5-1 Tennessee, who fell from, I think, 8-9 in the rankings off of their loss. They didn't fall very far. Yeah. The pixie dust just, it took two overtimes. It was a hell of a game. Tennessee's all banged up on defense. They're going to get Jalen Hurts back. That's the good news. I guess the big problems for Tennessee, they don't play four quarters of consistent football. Their offense can be explosive and dynamic, is very inconsistent. And the bigger problem is, I think they're probably going to be without four defensive starters once again.
Yeah.
You know, I think you couple that with the fact that Alabama is getting better and better every week. It's the best defense we've seen in Tuscaloosa, and I think that's saying something in a long time as far as the athleticism. I like the dual-threat quarterback, terrific stable of receivers. Oh, and by the way, don't sleep on O.J. Howard, as he'll be playing on Sundays and doing a very good job of it come next year. I think Alabama shows their class here in this one. I think they go up to Neyland Stadium, and they take this one by a couple of touchdowns. I figure it'll be fairly comfortable.
Yeah, I mean, it's a 13-point spread, and I think legitimately so. And, you know, Tennessee has been living on the thread anyway. They got caught last week. You live on the thread against Alabama, you're going to get steamrolled. It could be worse than 13 points, and I wouldn't be surprised if that happens.
Fair enough. Number 17, Va Tech, 4-1 on the year, 2-0 in the ACC. They head up to the Carrier Dome, which ironically has no air conditioning, to take on 2-4 Syracuse. Dino Babers is a good coach, and he'll eventually get things righted in Syracuse. He doesn't have his talent there yet, and they play fast, which means they really get exposed. They'll get exposed this week by that Bud Foster aggressive Va Tech defense. I think Tech rolls.
Yeah. I can't see any discussion with that. Va Tech is a very good football team.
Surprisingly so to me. Number 21, Utah. They head up to Reser Stadium in Corvallis to take on the Beavers of Oregon State. Oregon State 2-3 on the year. Number 21, Utah 5-1 down on the year. Utah always tougher at home than they are on the road. The Beavers aren't particularly good this year. And I think this is going to be ugly, close.
Yeah.
But I think the Utes find a way to win for Kyle Whittingham.
Yeah, I have a feeling that I like the Utes in this, but let's see which quarterback steps up in this situation, whether it's Williams or whether it's Ryan Hall for Oregon State. If Hall makes a couple of plays, we could be having a different discussion on Tuesday.
Fair enough. Number 18, Florida, 4-1, 2-1 in the SEC. They take on the 2-3 Missouri Tigers, who are winless in the SEC. This one's in Ben Hill Griffin, the Swamp, in Gainesville. Florida's defense is very good. Their offense is not, and that's the realities. And they're going to get Luke Del Rio back, but nothing's ever easy for the Gators, and I think you'll agree with me there. But I think their defense and some of the skill position weapons they do have on offense are enough to dispatch the Missouri Tigers.
See, I told you they'd miss Matty Mock. Actually, they're not. Drew Locke is playing pretty well, considering his go-around as
a starter. Scored more touchdowns already this year than they scored all year last year.
I know. 14 touchdowns and 4 interceptions. He's playing really good football. And they're a little down this year, but they'll come back. They're not a bad program.
Number 13, Houston, trying to recover from their loss at the hands of Navy. They host Tulsa. Tulsa's pretty good. Houston's just better. They're out of the playoff chase, but they still have something to play for. And it's Group of Five New Year's Day Bowl for Todd Herman. They'll take care of their business at TDECU Stadium in Houston.
Yeah, I have a feeling, actually, even though Tulsa's 4-1, and as you said, pretty good, I think it's going to be whooping time.
Well said. We got three more left. What we can't get to in this segment, we'll carry over to the short segment that gets us out the door. Number 22, Arkansas, 4-2. They host number 12, Ole Miss, who's 3-2. This will be an intriguing matchup. Again, Arkansas is pretty good. They pound the rock. Their quarterback's not he's not the most well-known of quarterbacks, but Austin Allen does a pretty good job, and if you force him to throw the ball, he can have success. Ole Miss is extremely talented. The fact that they haven't played very good second halves has really hurt their season and has them at 3-2. But Hugh Freeze's team is very, very good. I think in Fayetteville, this is going to be a terrific matchup. But ultimately, I think Ole Miss is just a little too talented for the Razorbacks in what will be a whiz-banger of a football game. I think it's going to be one of the games to watch this weekend, and I think people are really going to enjoy that one.
I completely agree. I know we're getting up against it, but that being what it is, I'm going with Arkansas.
All right, fair enough. I wouldn't be shocked. I think it's going to be close throughout. And maybe the fact that Ole Miss doesn't play 60 minutes of good football ends up being their undoing. More college football next.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. Over the years, we've witnessed numerous genres colliding with rock music to create unique tracks consisting of a hybrid of sounds, but none quite so impactful or unlikely as that of Aerosmith's collaboration with Run DMC for their seminal version of Walk This Way. Join me at focusonrock.com, where I look at that special moment in music history when rap and electric guitars entwined and cultural worlds collided.
Your music can take you anywhere you want to go. And Guitar Center is the best place to start the journey. Save up to 25% on over 200,000 guitars, amps, and accessories from major brands. Get an Epiphone Limited Edition Les Paul for just $399, an Ibanez Electric for $249, a Yamaha Dreadnought Acoustic Electric for $199, or Daddario Strings 3-packs for $10. Where will your new guitar take you? Guitarathon is going on now at Guitar Center.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. GEICO presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with GEICO to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with GEICO. The Shazam 15, brought to you by GEICO. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents Sharing versus Oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
The two of you are a disaster. Together, you're beyond description.
Well, maybe true, but we're still going to talk some football. Let's get right to it, Joe. Ohio State at Wisconsin in Camp Randall in a very intriguing game here. JT Barrett putting up monster numbers, but a damn good Wisconsin team that has proved its mettle.
They sure have, Bob. They lost, you know, they were nip and tuck with Michigan all the way at the big house. Their defense, you know, offensively, the young freshman quarterback I like, and I didn't see what I expected to see out of him in the Michigan game, but I like him. Their running game is the always effective Wisconsin running game. But where Wisconsin makes their bones is on defense. Their defense is terrific. They got a lot of Sunday guys. They fly around the football. They're very athletic. Ohio State's got a great, maybe an even better defense, particularly on their back line. Their secondary is incredible. And offensively, they've got too much talent, too much skill. In Camp Randall, the physical superiority of Ohio State will be the difference in what will be a very well-coached, well-played game. I like Ohio State to stay undefeated, but it won't be easy.
No, it's not going to be. And, of course, as you talked about, Boise State up on the blue turf.
They got to keep winning.
Yep.
They got one of the most efficient quarterbacks in the land in Brett Rippon. And if they keep winning and they go undefeated, they'll probably be the Group of Five school that gets a New Year's Day bowl, Big Six bowl.
Yep.
If not, it'll be open back up to Houston will be in the mix, and Western Michigan will be in the mix as well.
And Colorado State, the record's a little deceiving. They're not that good.
Well said, Bob. So we both think Boise rolls. That's a wrap on Hour 1. Great hour it was. Hour 2, jam-packed. Guest after guest after guest after guest. So in Hour 2, right out of the top, we'll hit the ground running and get you ready for a big Hour 2 of the Spano and Black Attack right here on Sports Byline. But we're going to step aside right now, and then we'll be back at you with the aforementioned Hour 2 of the Spano and Black Attack.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Sadly, we often report about small planes crashing in the U.S., but this crash in Connecticut earlier this week was different.
What the circumstances were that led to it being intentional. All windows are open at this point.
That's an East Hartford police lieutenant. What makes it troubling is reports are that the man who was killed was born and raised in Jordan, a primarily Muslim country, and he entered the U.S. 4 years ago on a visa purposely to attend flight school. Here's correspondent David David Stewart.
The crash of the two-engine plane Tuesday killed 28-year-old student pilot Ferris Freitech and injured the flight instructor. He reportedly said Freitech deliberately caused the crash as the plane was coming in to land.
Many have called for him to do so. Now the chairman and CEO of Wells Fargo is stepping down after a scandal surrounding his bank's opening fraudulent accounts. Wells Fargo stock jumping in after-hours trading on that news. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.5% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
The Pentagon issued this warning just yesterday.
We're going to find out who did this, and we'll take action accordingly.
Now, the Pentagon says an American warship has retaliated for the missiles that were fired at the USS Mason on Sunday and again yesterday, striking three radar sites with missiles in Yemen early today. Radar sites operated by Iranian-backed Houthi rebels. Nearly a month after terrorist bombings in New York City and on the Jersey Shore, the prime suspect faces his first court hearing today, as we hear from correspondent Ethan Harp in New York.
An attorney for Ahmad Rahami says the accused bomber is set to be arraigned by video from the Newark Hospital where he's recovering. Rahami was wounded after prosecutors say he got into a shootout with Linden, New Jersey police 2 days after the Chelsea and Jersey Shore attacks. He will only be arraigned on those charges. No court date has been set in the bombing case. Prosecutors believe Rahami is a jihadist who praised Osama bin Laden. Ethan Harp, New York.
This is USA Radio News.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
The historically liberal Washington Post is endorsing Hillary Clinton for president, as the editorial board writes today that Clinton has the potential to be an excellent president of the United States. It goes on to endorse her, quote, without hesitation. The newspaper also calling her Republican opponent Donald Trump dreadful and uniquely unqualified. The CDC saying it is seeing higher rates of tooth decay among seniors than it is among children these days. Dr. Karen Becerra is a San Diego dentist, and she says this is really a growing problem.
They're missing many teeth. They're forgetting their ability to even smile, chew food, and communicate and feel connected to others.
She says many older folks on fixed incomes ignore cavities because they often have to choose between paying their rent and buying food and dental care. She says poor oral health has been linked to other problems, though, like diabetes and stroke and heart and lung disease, and even some types of cancers. A Colorado roofing company that's used free guns as a promotion in the past to get new customers, now hoping it's going to attract new workers. The owner of Weatherproof Roofing in Castle Rock says he's got four open sales positions, and he's offering workers an unusual incentive. New salespeople who bring in 10 roofing jobs will qualify to receive a free AR-15 rifle. He says any person taking the job must first pass a background check to qualify. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Well, welcome back to Hour 2 of the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast, and you. We got a huge, huge, huge hour in front of us. Three guests slotted, and we'll see who shows up and who doesn't and who shows up on time.
Should be interesting, Bob. We should hit the ground running. Everybody knows the myriad of ways they could take Sports Byline on the go. So we'll skip discussing that, and we'll dive right into our guest roster, which starts right out of the blocks at 10 after hour number 2, 9:10 a.m. Eastern Time. Matt Davison, University of Nebraska Football Radio Network color analyst. And their flagship station is KFAB, 1100 a.m. in Lincoln. He'll join us right out of the blocks, and he'll help us preview Nebraska and Indiana, and take a look thus far at an undefeated Nebraska Cornhuskers season under Mike Riley. At the bottom of the hour, 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time, Gil Bellows, actor. You may know him from Shawshank Redemption and Ally McBeal. Well, he's on to talk about Eyewitness on USA. That's a new show that he's involved in. So we'll talk to him at the bottom of the hour for about 5 or 7 minutes at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time. And then to take us home, 40 after hour number 2, 9:40. AM Eastern Time, Dominique Wilkins, pro and college basketball Hall of Famer and color analyst for the Atlanta Hawks, joins us, and we'll talk about his battle with diabetes. We'll talk about his Hall of Fame career, and we'll talk about the upcoming season for the Atlanta Hawks as the start of the NBA season is just about 2 weeks away.
Yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be a fun, fun season in the NBA.
Well, I guess only if you're a fan of the Golden State Warriors, if you read all the press clippings.
Yeah, well, we all know how that turns out.
We sure do, Bob. It's not always how it comes to pass. And the NBA's got a lot of talented teams on both sides of the league. And, you know, I have my surprises. You have yours. And, you know, as the season gets closer, we'll talk about that. But up next, right out of the box, Nebraska, Indiana with Matt Davison, University of Nebraska football radio color analyst for the Nebraska Football Radio Network and KFAB, 1100 AM out of Lincoln. He's on the phones with us next here on The Attack, so you be sure to keep it where it is.
Lawns love fall. They love backyard touch football and kids diving into leaf piles. But what lawns really love is fall's cool air and warm soil. That's why now is the time to use Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed to help repair and thicken your lawn from the long summer. Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed grows grass quicker, thicker, and greener, guaranteed. So pick up a bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now
at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Phone's got a hold as we're joined by Matt Davidson. Matt Davidson from KFAB, 1100 AM, the flagship station of the Nebraska Cornhuskers, and he joins us now on the Attack. Good morning, Matt. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Nice to have you with us.
Hey, guys. Thanks a lot for having me on.
Oh, anytime, man. If an undefeated team in the Big Ten can be flying underneath the radar, I guess the Nebraska Cornhuskers have been doing it, haven't they?
Yeah, I think so, and a lot of that has to do with the schedule so far. I mean, you play the teams on your schedule, and you schedule them years out in the non-con, and you're not sure how good anybody's going to be by the time you play them. And Oregon has been a little bit of a disappointment. That was a good win at the time. They were ranked. Since then, they haven't played real well. Wyoming and Fresno State, you know, okay teams. But Nebraska's schedule has been soft, and I think that's why right now, at least, they're flying under the radar.
Well, this is going to be a big test. This is an Indiana team that not a lot of people know about, but they're pretty good. I'm not telling you that they're college football playoff material, but they're a pretty darn solid football team. And in Bloomington, they're certainly not going to be an easy out. And that said, you know, you got a Huskers offense going in dealing with some injuries. Jordan Westerkamp is going to be out for this game. And so is their tight end who's going to be playing on Sundays, Carter. So, you know, you have those issues to deal with in the passing game while the offensive line gets healthy. So talk a little bit about who the next men up are going to be as far as those targets in the passing game, and talk about this offensive line starting to come together and get healthy as the season's moved along.
Yeah, I mean, you're right in that this is probably going to be the best football team Nebraska's faced all season. Indiana has a great offensive line. They're getting their All-American back at guard, and so this is probably going to be overall the best team Nebraska has played. And we are going in with a few injuries for sure. Jordan Westerkamp is definitely the best wide receiver Nebraska has, as far as Tommy Armstrong loves to target him. He sits there in the slot, does a good job of getting open, along with Ethan Carter at tight end. Those two guys are kind of the outlet guys for Tommy Armstrong, and he looks for them a lot. Now, if Nebraska was going to lose some guys at wide receiver, it's probably the best spot because that's where Nebraska's probably the deepest. So we do have some capable guys behind those guys that will be able to come in the passing game and probably do some damage. But Nebraska's offensive line has been beat up. They lost their left guard for the entire season before the season started. And going into the last game, they didn't have their right tackle or right guard. Now, those guys will be back after the off week and more healthy than Nebraska's offensive line has been in a while. But definitely there's some injuries up front, and Tommy Armstrong's going to have to take on more of the role of leadership and making sure we're in the right play and all of those things, especially being on the road for just the second time this year.
You know, you talk about Tommy Armstrong, and I mean, he has tenure on campus now, so that's a good thing. you know, with that being said, talk about his maturation and how he's improved, but also some of the weaknesses that are still with him as a quarterback.
Well, Tommy Armstrong came into Nebraska, and he thought he was going to play in a different offense than what he's playing in right now. And it wasn't his fault that Bo Pelini got fired and Mike Riley came in here. And really, going into last year, he was in a new offense, and it wasn't an offense that really fit him real well. And I think he had a hard time adjusting to all of that, and he turned the football over too much. But there's no question that Tommy Armstrong is a talented guy. He's a good runner. He has a strong arm. But he's not, you know, a guy that you want standing in the pocket throwing 40 times a game. And so I think the coaches have done a good job this year of kind of changing the offense to fit his talents. And I think Tommy's done a good job of just making better decisions. He's thrown 9 touchdowns to 2 interceptions this year. He's run for 5 more touchdowns. And so they're using him on the ground. He's a tough guy to defend. He's definitely the leader of this football team. And he's a winner. He won a Class 5A state championship in high school in Texas. He's won a bunch of games at quarterback in Nebraska. I really like the kid. I think he's good enough to go out and beat anybody on a given Saturday. And I think he's just matured over the last few years. And definitely Nebraska, at quarterback anyway, is in good shape right now.
Matt, let's talk about what I think is one of the most intriguing matchups of this game against Indiana. Indiana loves to throw the football, and they do it very, very well, the Big Ten's leader in passing yardage. This Black Shirts defense has really improved against the pass this year. Talk about the whys and what fors of why this Nebraska defense is so much better against the pass than it's been the last couple of years, and how it shakes and how it matches up with this high-flying Indiana passing offense.
Yeah, great question. And, you know, I think part of it is the defense is in the second year of this system as well. And a year ago, I think our guys were adjusting to different things. I think we played a lot of cover 4 a year ago. This year, more cover 3. And I think that has helped. We lost a couple guys on the defensive front 4, but in the secondary, mostly everybody's back. And so we're healthy in the secondary. We're old in the secondary relative to college football. And so we have some guys back there that really know how to play. That said, this is definitely going to be the best passing offense Nebraska's faced all season. Indiana's going to spread them across the field. They're going to try to get the ball to guys in space where they can make somebody miss. For the most part this year, Nebraska's secondary has tackled really well after a catch has been made. But I think this week they're going to be tested most. And, you know, I'm probably in the minority on this, but I think sometimes an off week can hurt a football team when it comes to tackling defensively, because you haven't done it in a couple of weeks. And during the middle of the season, you're not tackling to the ground in practice a whole lot. So, you know, I'm looking for the tackling in the secondary is going to be key for Nebraska's defense. I like our secondary. I think we have some talented guys. But, again, this is the best overall team Nebraska's going to face all season, and definitely the best passing offense Nebraska's seen all season.
Matt Davison, color analyst for the Nebraska Cornhuskers, joining us here on the attack. And Matt, you raise an interesting point there. You know, with Riley coming in as coach, and you talked about on bye weeks and things like that, you've seen certain things, and sometimes it's not always for the good. Have you seen any difference between his philosophy and Pelini's philosophy as far as how they approach the bye week? And what in your opinion, is the good and the bad?
Yeah, you know, I don't think there's a whole lot of difference. You know, you want to give the guys 2 or 3 days off during that off week and let them heal up. And this off week fell at the appropriate time. A year ago, Nebraska had it really early in the season, had to finish the season with 10 games in a row. So, you know, this one falls at a great time in the year where we were banged up, and now you have a 7-game stretch to end the year. But you want to give those guys 3 or 4 days off, maybe practice 3 times during that off week. The different philosophy may come down to how physical you want to be. And some of that has to do with who you've played and how beat up your football team is and how much you think you need to go out and bang those guys around. So, you know, I don't think it's maybe even each coach probably has their philosophy, but I think even year to year that same coach could have a different philosophy on the off week depending on when it falls during the year. And then also how your football team has been performing and how beat up you are. So I think there's a lot of factors that go into it. I don't think there's any question, as you've looked at the Pac-12, you know, over the years, maybe their practices are perceived as different than Big Ten practices. But I think Mike Riley has proven this year that he's done a good job getting these guys ready to go, and the record speaks to that.
One more from me before we swing it over to Bob, and he kind of gets that, you know, wrap-up preview and pick of this game. We're talking about Mike Riley, and we're talking about, you know, coaching changes that have been made in Lincoln over the last number of years. This was a program that for years was truly one of the true elites within college football and always a national title contender. Over the last 10 or 15 years, it's fallen from that mark. Is it realistic long term that a Mike Riley or anybody else can elevate Nebraska football back to truly being one of the elites of the Big Ten and being in the national title picture on a year-in, year-out basis?
Yeah, that's a question that the fans and everybody in Nebraska has been facing for a number of years now. And, you know, you're right. From, you know, about 1968 until 2002, nobody won more games than Nebraska. And you know, you mix in five national titles and a whole bunch of conference championships, and expectations have always been high around here. And Bo Pelini got close a few times. Bill Callahan, if you look back 10 years, got us to one Big 12 title game. We lost that game. Bo Pelini got us to two Big 12 title games, led at halftime in both of those games, and lost in the last couple of minutes to Oklahoma and Texas. So didn't get a conference championship there. And then Bo Pelini got us to one Big 10 title game against Wisconsin, and that was a nightmare. So, you know, getting over that hump to win a conference championship, I think, is the first step in the right direction. But, you know, you look at Nebraska's program, you look at where we're located, and you look at the fact that a lot of schools have caught up now. Nebraska was way ahead of the curve in a lot of ways, the 1970s, 80s, and into the 90s, when it came to facilities and weight training and all of those things. Nebraska dumped their resources into football. And pretty soon everybody realized, hey, you know, maybe we ought to do this, and we ought to do this, and we ought to do this. And still Nebraska was able to be successful for a couple of reasons in my mind. One, you know, you have to have a couple X factors if you're a place like Nebraska. We don't have mountains, we don't have an ocean, and we don't have the recruiting base within 500 miles of our school like a lot of other schools have. And so we have to recruit nationally, which is harder on the coaches. It's tougher to get kids to come here for that reason. But there's still a lot to offer that Nebraska can offer that I think can get the right kids in here to win a national title. It starts with a quarterback. You have to have a difference-making quarterback here to win a national title, in my opinion. And then you have to have a couple other X factors. You have to have a great coach. And for me, Nebraska won a lot of games for many years because we ran a different offense than other people. And so we ran the option a lot, and that gave Nebraska an advantage. It was hard to prepare for, and we weren't recruiting some of the same kids that a lot of other schools were recruiting. And so, you know, I think Nebraska has to find those X factors. What are they? You know, are we going to run a different system? Are we going to simply have the smartest coach? What are the things that are going to give Nebraska the advantage over schools that right now, Ohio State, you know, Florida State, you know, whoever it is, the best teams, Michigan and everybody else, you know, how are you going to beat those teams? If they have as good or a lot of times better players than you, then how are you going to beat them? You're going to out-scheme them? Out-coach them somehow. So you have to find those things. And then again, I think you have to have a difference-making quarterback. In the history of Nebraska football, when we've had an outstanding quarterback like Eric Croucher, Scott Frost, or Tommy Frazier, we've won big. And when we've had a quarterback that's kind of been a middle-of-the-road quarterback, we haven't. And so those are probably the things that come to my mind.
Matt, real quick, we got you about 15 more seconds. What's your pick this weekend?
I have Nebraska. You know, I think Indiana's going to give a great fight. They're at home, and I won't be shocked if Nebraska loses, but I think if both teams play their best, Nebraska wins by 7 to 10 points.
Well, Matt, we appreciate the couple minutes. You're welcome back anytime, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you again down the line. Thanks so much.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day. Thank you.
You too. Matt Davidson, KFAB, 1100 AM, and he's liking his Cornhuskers, and I think rightfully so this week, but I think it'll be a good game, Joe.
I agree with you, Bob. It'll be tight. Up next, we'll try and squeeze in some sports before we end up talking a little acting and a little eyewitness on USA with Gil Bellows. That's all next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. No flipping.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. Joe, good stuff by Matt Davison.
Oh, absolutely, Bob. Great insight into, you know, everything but the everything around this resurgent Nebraska program, from the improvement of the Black Shirts defense to the development of Tommy Armstrong to perhaps the future of Nebraska football. And I guess that's where we'll go until Gil Bellows jumps on with us at the bottom of the hour. You know, and Matt made some great points. You know, this was one of those transcendent programs. They were always a contender for a national title. Over the years, with scholarship limitations, the fact that now everybody's on TV, conference realignment, and the fact that, as he said, as Matt said, no oceans, no great weather, no cool mountains, it's Lincoln. They became one of those programs, and they've struggled to truly reach the lofty heights that they had reached under Dr. Tom Osborne for all those years. And, you know, obviously the fan base in Lincoln still has always had those same lofty expectations. So I thought it was logical to discuss with Matt, can they ever get back there? And, you know, if you listen to his answer and kind of dig into it a little bit, in order for them to truly be a national title contender every year, like the Ohio States, like the Michigans now headed in that direction, and like Alabama, et cetera, as opposed to being a program that could sneak up on people every once in a while, they need an awful lot to go right. Because when I look at Nebraska now, and I think you agree, they're on that second level. You know, they're not Alabama. They're not Ohio State. They're not Michigan. They're not what USC can be or what Stanford is. They're not going to contend for a national title every year without fail. They're going to be more like what Louisville can be now, Texas A&M, you know, programs like that, where Auburn is another great example, where if everything goes right, they can jump up and they can truly contend and even win a national title. And there'll be years where they win nine games, but every once in a while you're going to have one of those clinker years or a couple of those clinker years at this type of program. It's truly a second-level program, and on given years, if they get that right quarterback, they can have a 2-, 3-, or 4-year run of greatness.
Right.
But they are a step behind some of those other programs, and it's an uphill climb for them.
Well, you know, they're trying to reestablish the glory days, and you know I like to go to the message boards, and it's amazing how many times they're still longing for the days of Bo Pelini. And they could, you know, just a couple of years ago, they couldn't get him out the door fast enough. But somebody we want to get in the door quickly because we're on limited time is Gil Bellows, who joins us now on the attack. Good morning, Gil. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning, Bob and Joe. How you doing?
We're doing fine today, man. You're never not busy, are you?
Well, you know, I'm like you guys. You know, I just got to keep going, keep pushing that rock up the hill.
And you've got a new project, Eyewitness on USA, and why don't you talk to us about that a little bit?
Sure, absolutely. Well, Eyewitness is a crime thriller set in a small town where two teenage boys see something that they shouldn't have seen, and because they don't tell anybody what happens, craziness it just starts happening all over. I play the foster father of one of the teenage boys, and my wife, played by Julianne Nicholson, she is the sheriff in town. And it becomes this sort of intense, very, very cinematic crime thriller about how secrets affect circumstances.
It sounds interesting. And you know, Gil, one of the things I've always noticed and been fascinated by with actors is the incredible range that some of you are able to show. I mean, you're in Shawshank Redemption, then you go into Ally McBeal, now you're in Eyewitness. What kind of a challenge is it to play all these differing roles that pull at so many different aspects of your persona and your ability as an actor? Talk about the process of changing roles and changing the type of characters that you play.
Well, you know, it's one of the great gifts about being an actor is the chance to explore all these different aspects, not only of yourself, but about humanity. And what is fascinating is that even when you think that you have a strong connection to a particular character or kind of story, the more that you dig in, the deeper these things go. It's kind of like a combination of all the great things that people who like to play sports feel when they get lost in a sport, and the same thing when you know, people who you know, who paint or draw or cook, you know, any kind of passion that requires a certain kind of imagination and creativity. Great thing about acting is you get to combine all aspects of that. And if you're lucky, you can do it your entire life.
You know, and it's interesting, you know, I'm secure enough in my masculinity to say this, you're a good looking guy. And when you first splashed on the scene, you know, you had the leading man looks and everything else, and it's not to diminish that, but you've really established yourself as a character actor. Was that your intention all along, or did you view yourself leading man first, and then, oh, by the way, I happen to be a pretty damn good actor. I can go in this direction.
First of all, those are a lot of compliments in a couple of sentences, so thanks a lot. I guess what I would say to you is that I think if you asked any actor, you know, what they hope ultimately they're, you know, thought of is they're thought of as being good at what they do. And usually if you're good at what you do, you have an ability to convey how people, like normal people are and feel. And, you know, that's always been my goal. I think one of the most interesting things about telling stories is that it allows an audience to recognize two things. One, that they're not alone, and two, that the experiences that they're having in their own lives can be reflected by the characters that they see in film and television.
Well said. And final one before we let you run, because we're up against a hard break. In literally 30 to 45 seconds, again, the 411 on Eyewitness on USA and when we can see it.
Sure. Okay, first of all, thank you for letting us talk about it. It starts airing this Sunday, October 16th, on USA at 10 p.m. West Coast time. It is a crime thriller, very much in the vein of shows like The Killing or even The Night Of that just recently aired on HBO. Two teenage boys see something that they shouldn't have seen, and by not telling anybody, they create a chain of events that can only be stopped by the revelation of secrets that nobody wants to share.
Gil, thanks so much for a few. Really wish we had longer, but we couldn't pass up the opportunity to talk to you. Thanks for your insight into this project and into the acting process. Really do appreciate it.
Thank you very much. All the best to you guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. Gil Bellows, actor extraordinaire. You know him from Shawshank Redemption, Ally McBeal, and now you'll know him from Eyewitness on USA. Bob?
He's one of the best. He just, you know, like I said, you look at those guys, a lot of these pretty boys arrive on the scene, and they don't have the depth to take it any further. He actually did.
Basketball on the plate next with Dominique Wilkins, pro and college basketball Hall of Famer and human highlight reel. He joins us next here on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. Keep it where it is.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin, barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, and, you know, phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY if you want to chime in. I mean, we certainly had an eclectic show, haven't we, my friend?
That's a mixed bag, Bob, and that's what makes this show so much fun. And again, on Twitter, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. And again, hit my poll up on Twitter about Colin Kaepernick and how long he'll be in San Francisco, at Joe Spano 56. But let's go back out to the phones where we bring in now college and pro basketball Hall of Famer Dominique Wilkins, and what took the college game so long to catch up. And he joins us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Dominique Wilkins, it's great to have you aboard this morning. Well, thanks for joining us. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Terrific to talk to you this morning.
Thank you. Nice to talk to you guys as well.
Let's dive right in, and I guess the place to start is stay fit in the fall, and your coach's clipboard for diabetes management, is that something you're dealing with? Talk about both of those things and how we can help control our diabetes if we have it.
Well, for me, it started with the relationship with Novo Nordisk and helping build this diabetes dream team program. And so that's where it starts for me. But, you know, it's also about putting together a plan that works for people, get detailed information, and then that's what the DiabetesDreamTeam.com website brings, is the opportunity to go on the website to download the clipboard to find different information, insider information that will give you an idea of how you manage diabetes with my healthcare professionals and experts. And what is the Diabetes Dream Team? It's just supporting cast, people around you that care about you that's going to help hold you accountable in managing the disease. And so basically what I've done is built the relationship with my physician where when my pill wasn't getting me to my goal, that we found a plan that worked for me. Now we are trying to push people to work with their physicians and stick with the plan that works for them.
You know, Dominique, before we get to basketball, looking at your bio, you got hit with diabetes at age 40, which is about the same time it happened to me. I was a couple pounds overweight, but certainly not obese. You know, Joe and I have known each other for a long time. He'll testify to that. You're a world-class athlete. I'm sure it was the last thing you expected to happen to you.
Well, if Joe is going to tell the truth about how much weight you gained, I mean, I want to ask that question.
I will. I'll rat him right out, Dominique.
He knows better. He knows better.
But you know what the thing is diabetes a lot of times, most times is hereditary. And so, you know, once you're hit with diabetes, you got to now start to get on the defensive where you got to really get active in managing this disease through diet, exercise, and medication. And I've done anything from walking 2 miles a day to doing the treadmill to playing basketball with my son. So, you know, I stay pretty active. I'm a pretty active guy. But diabetes hit people when they're least expected because, you know, a lot of people walk around with diabetes don't even know they have it. So you got to get screened. And I think the getting screened is your first line of defense. I say all the time that people, until you get screened, you don't know where your health is. And that's the most important thing you can do.
You know, Dominique, your career was remarkable. And one of the things I was most taken by about your career was, even at the very end, there wasn't the dramatic fall off until you were 39, for goodness sakes. But that first year out in Los Angeles with the Clippers, you put up 29 points. You put up 18 points with the Celtics. How were you able to endure and still be so great as a high-flying athlete, which was a hallmark of your NBA game, all the way into your late 30s? What do you owe that to? Because I think that's very, very unique.
Well, it was hard work, and it was, I always put it this way, I always took pride into training and working out all the time. So I was always in great shape, and I could have played two or three more years at the end of my career, believe it or not. But at that time, I thought it was time to move on. And it wasn't about winning at that time. When I retired, it wasn't about winning. It was about really holding these young guys' hands and not really letting them grow up. And so I didn't want to be a part of that. So I said, you know what, I'm going to go on and do something else.
Well, Dominique, you talk about moving on, and moving on happened in Atlanta. Al Horford gone, and the face of the franchise is no longer there.
Well, you know what, I think we get better defensively because Dwight Howard is going to bring a defensive presence. He's a great rebounder, and he's going to be a 15, 20, and 10 guy for our team. So, you know, we definitely help ourselves. Hey, look, we're going to miss Al Horford. He was great here in Atlanta, and he's going to be missed, but I think we really help ourselves with Dwight Howard.
Now, we've talked a lot about Dwight Howard on this show, and we're joined by the human highlight reel, college and pro basketball Hall of Famer Dominique Wilkins here on the Spano and Black Attack. We've talked a lot about Dwight Howard. Unfortunately, beset by back and knee injuries, doesn't seem to have that same explosiveness. You're around the Hawks all the time as their TV color analyst. What are you seeing from Dwight Howard this preseason and exhibition season? Is some of that explosiveness coming back, and can he be that dominant big physical post center that, along with some of the other pieces, can maybe elevate the Hawks back into true contendership in the Eastern Conference?
Well, I can tell you he does still have that explosiveness. I've been around him since he's been here and been to the exhibition games and seen him really refocus himself, because he looks at this as almost like a last hurrah. So he's at home. It's a lot of pressure, but at the same time, it's the pressure he embraces, and he's going to be really good for us. And I think that barring any type of injuries, we're going to go pretty far this year.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, Dwight has the reputation of being not particularly easy to coach, but I've always thought that was a little bit undeserved. He is just a kid that likes to have fun. He enjoys the game of basketball, and people sometimes misinterpret that as not taking the game seriously. How do you believe that fits?
And that happens from time to time, but he is really a great kid, and I've been knowing him since he was in 11th grade, so I know what kind of person he is. And, again, he loves to play. He enjoys himself. And a lot of times it's misunderstood.
You know, Dominique, you talked about Dwight Howard, and you talked about, you see the explosiveness. You talked about missing Al Horford. Would you say, and you see lofty things for this Atlanta Hawks group, would you say that some of the moves they made in the offseason cleared out some log jams and put together a roster that fits together better, having a true center as opposed to an undersized center in Dwight Howard over Al Horford, and moving out Jeff Teague and giving the starting point guard job to Dennis Schroeder? Do all the parts fit together better, and is this a unit that can build upon some of the recent success and achieve more lofty heights than the recent Hawks teams have had?
Well, you're going to miss those two guys, Al Horford and Jeff Teague. I mean, they were a big part of this team, so it would be unfair to say that they're not going to miss these guys. Oh, absolutely, they're going to miss those guys. But I think we are a much more physical team than we were last year with some of the people that was a part of this team, Dwight Howard, you know, our rookie class that came in, some of the other moves that we've made. We've become a more physical team, a better rebounding team, and hopefully if we can continue to build the chemistry, we're going to be a pretty good team this year.
Well, you know, in the high-flying West, maybe it doesn't play that well, but in the East, which, you know, can be high-flying sometimes, I guess with the grinded-out teams that you'll go up against a lot of times, this is a better fit, isn't it?
Well, it's a great fit for us, and I think we're going to be in great shape to really do some damage here in the East. Like I said, barring any type of injuries, I think we're going to do pretty well.
Dominique, before we let you run, and we're going to keep you on schedule, I'll turn you back over to Bob to give the 411 one more time on the coach's clipboard. A lot of talk late in the year last year about Steph Curry and the fact that, and you heard Oscar Robertson say, in my day he would never have got away with taking those wide-open threes from that deep. Are you of that same mindset? If Steph Curry played in your day, would he have been open for those threes, or would you guys been a little more physical with him and found a way to shut him down?
Wouldn't have been that open.
I do.
No. I mean, the game was played differently back then. It was physical. Guys took stuff like that personal. I mean, it's just the way it was, you know. So, again, that's the difference in eras. But you wouldn't be that open all the time. No way. No way.
It would have been a lot of fouling out in today's game. But, hey, you know, I happen to agree with you. One more time, please, Dominique, on the coach's clipboard.
Well, the coach's clipboard really is a part of the DiabetesDreamTeam.com website. So we want people, encourage people to go onto the website and download the coach's clipboard to get some detailed information, some insider tips on how you manage diabetes with the, my healthcare professionals and experts. So, you know, just encourage people to take advantage of this opportunity.
Well, you know, we love having you on, and as the season goes along, I'm sure we'll talk to you again. Thanks for the precious minutes. We appreciate it.
You got it. No problem.
Dominique Wilkins, the human highlight reel here in the attack. Great stuff, Joe. He's very optimistic about Atlanta. I guess as we get closer to our previews themselves, because we'll bounce it around as the season starts, we'll have our discussion about the Atlanta Hawks.
Absolutely. The Eastern Conference is improving, but everybody's chasing the Cleveland Cavaliers. And I thought Dominique was great. I think we covered a lot of ground. We did a nice job of previewing the Atlanta Hawks, talked about his career, you know, the diabetes awareness. And I had to get the Steph Curry question, because at the back the back of last year, that was, you know, back of the regular season, that was the big brouhaha when Oscar Robertson said, well, they wouldn't get those shots in our day. And then you heard Walt Clyde Frazier chime in. I heard a lot of guys chime in. So I said, I got an old guard guy. I'm going to ask him. Would he have gone, wouldn't have been that open in our day, and they would have smacked them around. Interesting. Yeah. Don't know how accurate it is, but interesting.
Oh, I think it's very accurate. I mean, when you look at that Chicago Bulls style and the Knicks style, you know, Detroit Pistons, the Bad Boys, how physical they were. Celtics, by the way, you know, people forget how physical the team that was. And you know, you put up a Dennis Johnson against the Steph Curry, he would have landed on his ass quite a few times.
You know, it's funny, and I looked at the back of Dominique's career, and there was so much I didn't remember. You know, after he left Atlanta in the middle of the 93-94 season, how he finished up with the Clippers putting up 29, and even at 35 with the Celtics at 18 points. Really a remarkable, remarkable career. 18 points at age 37 with the Spurs playing 30 minutes a night. So, you know, keeping himself in that great shape, he gave us some great insight, Bob. What do you say with the remaining time left, though? We swing to the baseball. All hands on deck. Game 5, NLDS, Dodgers-Nationals in Washington. On paper, it would appear that the Nationals have a couple of huge advantages. Max Scherzer on the bump as opposed to Rich Hill. And it's in Washington. However, some caveats here, and I'll throw a couple of them at you. The Dodgers are much, much better when they put their left-handed heavy lineup out there. And Scherzer, he doesn't pitch nearly as effectively to left-handed hitters. That's one.
Yep.
And two, Dusty Baker in these games where the team he's managing has a chance to advance, now 0 for his last 8.
I'm not going to put too much credence into the Dusty thing, because Dusty ain't playing the game. But with that being said, statistically, what you talked about is very accurate. I think that comes into play. I actually think the difference, or one of the differences in this game, is going to be whether or not Bryce Harper steps up on the big stage. You know, he's gotten a little lost in the mix. Yeah, exactly. And you know, Daniel Murphy's the MVP candidate. Trey Turner's great. The whole nine yards. Let's see what happens. Maybe Bryce Harper lifts this team in this game.
It's going to be interesting. Like I said, on paper, you figure Scherzer has the edge over Rich Hill. The fact that the Dodgers get to put their most effective lineup out there, and that it's a lineup that may do some damage against Scherzer, should prove interesting. As well as, you know, just a number of different things. Always intriguing. All hands on deck. Game 5 in an NLDS. We'll be watching it tonight. It's 8 p.m. Eastern Time, Fox Sports 1. We'll tie a bow around this Thursday edition next here on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. No flipping.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com.
Over the years, we've witnessed numerous genres colliding with rock music to create unique tracks consisting of a hybrid of sounds, but none quite so impactful or unlikely as that of Aerosmith's collaboration with Run DMC for their seminal version of Walk This Way. Join me at focusonrock.com, where I look at that special moment in music history when rap and electric guitars entwined and cultural worlds collided.
Your music can take you anywhere you want to go. And Guitar Center is the best place to start the journey. Save up to 25% on over 200,000 guitars, amps, and accessories from major brands. Get an Epiphone limited edition Les Paul for just $399, an Ibanez Electric for $249, a Yamaha Dreadnought Acoustic Electric for $199, or D'Addario Strings 3-packs for $10. Where will your new guitar take you? Guitarathon is going on now at Guitar Center.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Joe, I got to tell you something. One of the funniest things I've seen in a long time. You familiar with James Corden, the carpool karaoke guy?
Yes.
Okay. They decided to do a segment with Usain Bolt, and they took it outside to the Price is Right parking lot and ran a 100-meter dash. It was his entire staff. Bolt jogged the entire way. There was some woman on the staff who evidently had run track or whatever, who was pretty fast. Jogging, she was only able to stay within 10 yards. Owen Wilson ran with him, the whole nine. He false started by 25 yards and still lost by 30. they literally, Usain Bolt was having a drink by the time everybody finished crossing the finish line. It was bleeping hilarious. If you have a chance to look at it, check it out.
I sure will, Bob. That does quite entertaining, Bob.
I mean, Corden's only about 55 pounds overweight, so, you know.
Well, I mean, but just showing you how fast Bolt is, I mean, even people that are trained athletes and some of the fastest athletes, and you name your sport, he leaves them in the dust.
Yeah.
And he's pretty fast off the track, too.
Yes, he is.
looking at some of his doings, pretty fast guy on and off the track. But on that note, we leave you. We want to thank all our guests, Matt Davison, Gil Bellows, Dominique Wilkins. Thank Robert for pushing all the right buttons, well, pretty much most of the time. But most importantly, we want to thank all of you. You know the drill. Wherever you're listening to Spano on Black, stay there.
For Bob Black, I'm Joe Spano. So long until tomorrow, we come at you with a brand new edition, a Football Friday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Good day, all.